Conway and Whitman show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
And here's a weather warning for you.
Yeah, Tim's going to hit that Doppler.
Yeah, man. If you're in Santa Monica, from Pacific Palisades all the way through, looks like Pacific Peninsula.
Whoa.
The South Bay, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, Santa Monica, Venice. You're about to get destroyed by a lot of rain.
It's raining heavily outside here at the Miracle Mile.
Yeah, it's not as bad as what's going to hit Santa Monica in about 20 minutes.
Half hour. If you're in Santa Monica right now,
look out.
Here it comes, 20 minutes away.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And we'll keep an eye on it for you. But if you're driving around that area, get to where you're going or else you're going to be wet.
Do you want to do a full traffic report?
No. Let's wait for
you sure?
The traffic
guy.
Guy?
Yeah, the traffic guy. You don't want to do in anticipation of his arrival?
I'd have to.
All right, that's okay.
Well, no, wait. I can do it.
Oh, I think he wants to do it. All right, let's.
Let me see here. I got to. It's a busy night, so might as well.
All right, here we go.
All right, hold on one second. I got to pull it up here, right, Brian.
But I was going to do a little intro and kill
right,
some time.
Okay, all right.
6 minutes after 9 o'clock at 97.1 Free FM. It's raining outside. Tim Conway Jr. is here, and he wants to check some traffic.
One more hour until everybody's busting out of work. 4 o'clock in Orange County at LA 2, 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station, with a freeway traffic check.
All right, gang. Lots of traffic out there. It is raining in Southern California. 5 North at the 14, there's a traffic hazard. Also, the 5 South at Disney Way off-ramp, a traffic collision, no injuries reported there. The 10 West past Fairplex Drive, another crash out there, no details as of yet. And the 60 westbound before Archibald, and also the 60 westbound before Gary, traffic accident there as well. The 91 East before Scales, there's a pedestrian on the roadway, so watch out for that clown. And the 110 northbound at the 105 West Connector, a SIG alert with a lane closure. So remember, folks, real men wait for Tom. More Tom Like is coming up on 97.1, the FM talk station.
All right. Very
I like
good.
To do that for a living.
You could do it.
It's sort of easy to do.
I like how you say real men wait for Tom. I like that you do that. You remember that woman used to, what was her name?
Anita. I need a traffic report. All right, it's 9 o'clock. That must be news with Robin, everybody.
No. I couldn't believe it.
Live.
That's in my face. I was like, no, Mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Could I get some snow?
Good.
All right, what's in the news, Robin?
Well, NBC's two late-night franchises are coming back. Will the laughs come with them, though? Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien plan a January 2nd return with fresh episodes, ending 2 months of reruns brought on by the writer's strike. But until the strike is settled, the hosts will be on their own.
Oh, boy.
And we have audio of Jay Leno's first night back with without his writers.
Ooh,
excuse
no,
me.
No writers.
Sans writers.
No.
J68.
All right, J68. Jay Leno with no riders, man. Here we go.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Welcome to the night show. Thank you. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
I love you, Jay.
I love you, too. That's our cameraman, Phil. I love you, Phil. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get things started here. Why did the writer cross the picket line, ladies and gentlemen? Because he needed to get his sign. He's got a sign they hold in the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's bad.
Okay, we do have a big, big show, but before we get that one on, hey, Phil, our cameraman, what's black and brown and looks good on Michael Vick?
I don't know, Jay.
A Doberman, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, that's not bad.
Very all timely, right, too.
Tonight's show, and first show back, a little bit down here. A little bit tough. Knock, knock. Who's there, Jay? I don't know.
Is he doing a show?
Orange. Orange who? Aren't you glad the show's back, ladies and gentlemen? I got a big, big show tonight. I got a special guest, Miley Cyrus. We're going to be in, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to play Hannah Montana. And the music of Ben Folds 5. And the comedy of Carrot Top, ladies and gentlemen. All coming up right here tonight's show.
There's no band either, I guess.
There he goes.
Wow.
All right. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, no writers. I would recommend, you know, just run repeats until the writers come back. But actually, somebody said, Robin, that the reason they're coming back is because all of the other people who work on the show,
right,
who are not writers, they run the risk of losing their jobs if this goes on much further.
Yes, there's a blanket of about 100 people that all need to be employed as well. So, well, in good faith, they're bringing them back.
Yeah, you know, David Letterman owns the David Letterman Show. Right. So I heard he's been paying his people, and that's got to cost him a lot of money.
Oh, he pays them while they're on strike?
Yeah, that's what I understand. I think Leno and Conan O'Brien are doing the same thing. Oh. Out of their own pockets.
Really? Well, and since Worldwide Pants is a different corporation, he can sort of get away with some of those things.
Right. All right. Robin knows everything
about
it, man.
Look at Robin with the Worldwide Pants and all of that.
Jesus Christ, some great information.
Well, that's why she does the news.
Yes. Anything else in your pants, Robin? In the news.
Oh, Tim. Well, happy holidays. Now pull over to the side of the road. Motorists may be in for a surprise if they get flashing red lights in their rearview mirrors in Sacramento during the holiday season. People are stopping law-abiding motorists and rewarding their good driving with Starbucks coffee.
What?
But this new promotion has caused quite a stir among the Sacramento community, and we have the audio that shows a possible ulterior motive for the Sacramento Police Department. B-55.
B-55, you're just minding your own business. That cop pulls you over to give you a coffee?
Wow, it's remarkable.
What if you just smoked a joint?
That's a problem.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, officer. Is there a problem?
There's no problem, ma'am. You were doing such an excellent job of driving. We decided to reward you with this cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you, officer. That's very nice. But I'm really, really late to a meeting.
Hold on. Do you take cream?
Sure. One cream.
All right, Splenda, sugar? We get it all.
No, Splenda, I guess.
All right, let me just go mix this for you.
Okay,
do you want whipped cream?
Okay, fine. Yeah, sure. I'm really, really late. Like, my job depends on this, so I need to go.
Just a second. I'm going to froth it up for you. It'll be just another few seconds. We're going to have a nice hot cup of coffee for you because you're doing such a great job on the road.
You know what? Damn it. I'm sorry. I can't wait for this.
Car 23 to base. We've got another CRAS. Coffee refusal-induced speeding. Pursuit in action. Over.
There he goes.
He's going to get a ticket
with
for
his ticket book.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. In continuation of the Presents for Pee-wee's Celebrity Santa campaign, Don Imus sat in at a local mall to dispense gifts and spread some Christmas cheer. And we have exclusive audio of the Imus Claus in action.
Oh, dressed up in the whole outfit?
Yes, the whole outfit, the beard and the belt and everything.
That's cool. Was he wearing the cowboy hat or did he wear a Santa hat?
I think he was asked to wear a Santa hat.
All right.
I-31. Imus as Santa, everybody.
Well, all right. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, so happy holidays. And, what's your name? Come on, sit on Santa's lap, for God's sake, you idiot.
Aunt Keisha.
Well, all right, Keisha. Yeah, baby. Sit on Santa's lap.
I don't believe in that Santa stuff.
Well, nappy-headed. Ho, ho, ho.
Tell what'd Santa you what, say,
tell
Santa?
Tell Santa what you want for Christmas, baby.
I know.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's take a picture, Imus.
All right, well, it's I-Claws. Come on, buddy.
All right, I-Claws.
We'll take a picture with Keisha. Come here, baby.
Three.
Oh,
boy.
Say
nappy-headed ho!
Nappy-headed, what?
Nappy-headed ho, and my good friend Charles McCord. Oh, that picture will be ready for you in just a second. Stand over there and you get it from that bald-headed Nazi. There you go.
Seems very holiday-ish.
Well, there he goes. I mean, you know.
The spirit of the holidays?
Yeah. Well, there seemed to be some tension between Keisha and Santa.
Yeah. All right, well, I hope she enjoyed that. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally, with the success of Britney Spears' Christmas remix of the song Gimme More, Gwen Stefani has decided to come out of hiatus and re-record her own brand of holiday song. And we have an exclusive of that for you tonight, G24.
G24. All right, Gwen Stefani's new holiday song, man.
Off my gift. I hope it's something that exposes my midriff. I don't think I know exactly what it is, but to impress me, you don't get too many chances. 'Cause I'm just a girl next to a Christmas tree. chauffeur to drive. I promise Santa that I've been good all year. So bring me Cartier delivered by reindeer. 'Cause I'm just a girl who needs lots of money. So leave me enough to kick off my new year right. Oh, I'm just a girl who needs a coat made of bunnies to cover.
Stefani, man.
Not to be outdone by Britney Spears, I guess.
Yeah. It's Christmas, bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
That's the news with Robin, everybody.
Robin with the news.
Yeah. All right. Again, we got a guest coming in here. His name is Scott Sandlin.
Yes.
And he's a hypnotist.
That's right.
And he hypnotizes people. And I guess, you know, gets them over any kind of addiction or problem that they have.
Right. Well, I think whatever their challenge is, the you know, whether it's, I guess, it's probably common for him to deal with cigarette smokers or maybe alcoholics or drug
pill
users.
Poppers.
Right.
Yeah.
All of that. So
he's with us. Scott, nice to see you, man.
Thank you. Good to be on.
All right. Got to talk right in that mic as close as you can.
Yeah, man.
Close to like that, then. All right. Now, you hypnotize people for a living.
I do.
And is it... is it tough to hypnotize like a guy like me who doesn't believe in sort of that?
No, actually. I work on staff in a couple of different clinical offices.
Right.
And a few of them, I get doctors sending people to me basically against their will. And the doctor says, you got to go to Scott for this issue and whatever it is. And the person comes as a total skeptic.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
is it easier to hypnotize a skeptic than it is a believer?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
As long as the person's fairly intelligent and willing to follow directions, it's a pretty easy game.
See, I'm out. but all right, so you can do that with most people. Have you ever had like a person? It's impossible to take them under.
It depends. You know, everybody has an active conscious and a subconscious, so everybody can be hypnotized. But that said, there's a lot of subtleties. So there are some people I'm not the best hypnotist for, so I'd refer them out.
Have you dealt with sex addicts?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, how do you?
I'm sorry.
How do you do it? You do it with your balls?
Yeah, mostly the balls for the sex addicts, yeah.
No, I mean like you hold a ball in front of a guy and go, whoa.
No, that's sort of old school, you know, the stuff that's on TV. There's a lot of misconceptions about hypnosis. And what it comes
down
to...
you make your eyes all squirrely and then...
spirals in the eyes, all that
right,
stuff.
That's what
you know,
do,
the
right?
pocket watch and all
glasses,
those things. Yeah.
Glasses with spirals in the
get
eyes.
People to rob the banks for me and all the good stuff, yeah.
Can you get anybody to do something who's under that they wouldn't normally do?
No.
Okay.
If I were to hypnotize you, for example, your morals and your values are always in place.
Okay, uh-oh. But what about, for example, Scott? I have seen people put others under hypnosis, and I guess that's called stage hypnosis,
sure.
Where they get the person, for example, to bark like a dog or cluck mm-hmm. like a chicken, and the person does it.
Can you do that?
I'm actually trained in that. Yeah, that's part of my formal training is that. I don't do that now, but it's the background, yeah. Really? And the difference between that and, say, a clinical application is
right.
On the stage show, there's sort of a contract that the performer has with the participants.
I see.
And they say, this is sort of the scope of what we're going to be doing. In a clinical practice, there's the same. It's a written contract because there's the paperwork, but it's a different scope.
So, but you said that it's you know, everybody kind of, there's consenting in their own way. They wouldn't do anything that they wouldn't otherwise do.
Right.
So that person who barks like a dog on stage at Magic Mountain mm-hmm. or wherever it is.
At the fair, yeah.
Yeah. Would otherwise, if not hypnotized, bark on stage in front of 1,000 people?
Probably not. Probably not. It's one of those things where, think of it this way. You've got two parts of your brain, active conscious, subconscious. Active conscious is the part that you're thinking with right now, you know, analyzing, critical thinking, all that. Subconscious is the part that's in charge of memories, imagination, beliefs, the part that's autonomic nervous system. What hypnosis does is it bypasses sort of the processor of the computer, the thinking part, and deals with the information, your memories, your beliefs, your imagination. And that's how you get into the fun stuff.
All right. Scott Sandlin is with us. What is your success rate with smokers?
With smokers, it's high. It's actually, statistically speaking, hypnosis is the highest success rate of anything for helping people stop smoking.
Give me a number, though. Is it 80%, 70%?
My personal, yeah, it's 80, 86, somewhere in there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've tried it before, smoking before. There's a lady out in Studio City, And she's in her mid-50s or so. I went to her apartment, and I lay down. I take my shoes off, and she does this hypnotic thing. And she says to me, she goes, all right, now close your eyes. And she went through like a whole bunch of things to try to put me under. And all I could think was, you know, I can't wait to get out of here and have a cigarette. But she says, she goes, all right, now just think of all of that tar and all of that nicotine. It's the same amount of tar. It's the same amount of oil that was spilled in the Exxon Valdez up in Alaska that killed thousands of species. And I said, wait, hold on a sec, baby. I didn't hear about that spill. Thousands of species?
Right.
Or thousands of birds? No, thousands of species. Is that right?
You're arguing with her now?
Yeah. I said, is there proof that thousands of species have been eliminated because of that spill? And I just said, gag, get the hell out of
and
here.
And you put your shoes on and left the room?
Yeah. As I was writing her a check for $100, I lit up a cigarette.
It's like anything else. Mechanics, radio talk shows, hypnotherapists, doctors. There are people who are good at it, and there are people who are bad at it. You went to somebody who, beyond probably not very smart, is not very good at what she does.
Right. All right. Now, you also do it for drinking. You do it for gambling.
I do. I work with a couple different rehab facilities in Newport Beach.
Right. How about depression?
Sure.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, when you look at a lot of those things, especially with addiction, you're dealing with a lot of dual diagnosis. So you get people who are self-medicating with uppers, downers, whatever it is. So you start looking at a constellation of issues.
Please, Tim.
Eating issues, yeah. Actually. Right. You get eating disorder stuff.
He's referencing me. He's trying to... Yeah,
cutting deep is what he's doing. Sure.
Now, when you deal with sex addicts...
A lot of people eat pizza.
Right. Well, you're looking at me saying, pizza? Yeah. Pizza, dude? Pizza? I kind of got the idea you were talking about me. Now, Scott, sex addicts, mostly chicks or dudes?
In my personal experience, mostly chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
First question I ask is, what's the problem? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you're going to take Gene in the other room and try to, what is it called?
Hypnotizer, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So now you will put Gina in a state of hypnosis. Will we be able to,
can you ask her not to swear on the air when she's under?
I can try, yeah.
Okay.
Will we get a higher degree and level of honesty from Gina when she's under hypnosis than, say, we would when she's not?
There is an application of forensic hypnosis that is used for trials and for, you know, what was the license plate number and things like that. That said, she's not out of control when she's hypnotized. So if I were to hypnotize her and she really wanted to lie about something, she could.
Can we take her back to college when she was a nude model and see if she could experience
that? That's more likely. That's way more likely.
She was in art class. She was in art class. She was the nude model for hours.
Well, good for you, by the way.
Thank you.
Would sit nude in front of the
class. All right. When we come back, Gina is going to be hypnotized, and it might be interesting to hear that on the air.
Oh.
If not, you know, go listen to another station. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Scott Sandlin is with us, and he's going to hypnotize Gina Grad.
Yeah, man.
And let's see what she has to say while she's under. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. They do that all the time. Don't pay them. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And Gina Grad is currently being hypnotized.
Right.
By a guy named Scott Sandlin.
Yeah, man.
And
he has her in the green room right now with the door closed.
Yeah, maybe we could see if she's under.
Let me set the microphone up for Gina upon her return. Here.
She's going to be completely hypnotized when she comes back.
What do you think she's going to be like, dude?
I don't know.
I think she's going to be
out
of it.
You think she's going to be angry?
No, I think she can really go under. I think she's going to be out of it.
Oh, you think so?
All right.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
Pissed off as hell?
No. But I think that Gina is the personality.
G45.
Hypnosis H41. I think that she's the personality type that can really fall under hypnosis. And I think this dude, Scott, the hypnotist, I think he knows his S.
It sounds like he does.
Yeah.
Sounds like a stable guy.
So that's a combination there that I think is going to really put Gina in the in a relaxed state of hypnosis.
All right. Let me give you an update on the storm. All right.
Do you want to do a traffic report?
No. If you're in Northridge, Reseda, Tarzana, Encino, it's pouring rain right now, I imagine. If you're in Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys, Studio City, Toluca Lake, Burbank, it's about to rain. Whoa. It's about to rain very hard.
And will it rain?
Inglewood is getting swamped.
Oh, boy.
And so is Venice Beach, Hermosa Beach, and Manhattan Beach. They're all getting nailed. And this storm will continue for a little while here. So if you're outdoors, seek shelter.
Tim, look who's here.
Scott Sandlin is back with us. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
And you have put the great Gina Grad under, is that correct?
That's right. And we're just going to, whenever we want, we're going to take her right back down into hypnosis and we're going to do some work.
You can do that?
Yeah, easily.
Okay. Well, let's listen in while you do that.
Sure. Now, before we do that, we decided that what we're going to talk about is vices. And the vice specifically that we're going to do is relationships. Because a lot of people use that as a vice.
She needs to be in a relationship.
Sure.
Kind of addicted to them.
Well, but, you know, I'm not going to put those words.
Right now?
Oh, yeah, she's completely alert.
You're talking. You're
can we say hi to her?
No, sure.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Hi. Now, are you going to put her under?
Yeah, I'm going to put her right back under.
Okay.
And then we're going to get going there.
All right, here we go.
So,
we
Gina, can just talk go ahead. And you're going to stay seated in the chair. You're going to be comfortable, and it's going to be easy for you to maintain your balance, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what I want you to do is just look right here and just go sleep all the way down. Just close your eyes all the way down, deeper and deeper relaxed. And as you begin to relax, deeper and deeper down. You can feel that little flutter in your eyes, that REM feeling. That's right. And you can take a nice deep breath in and hold it for just a second. As you exhale, double that relaxation all the way back down to the relaxation you felt before.
Right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all the way down. Because, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a couple questions over the next little while. And I'm just going to talk to you about a few simple things that are going to help you get what you want by your standards. And everything about this process is designed to only help you get what you want in the ways that you define success. So you're in total control here, which is really reassuring. So as you notice that, you just begin to find yourself relaxing further and further down. You're also going to notice that anytime you say anything or hear anything, it allows you to relax further down. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's right. And what I want you to do is just feel good about that. And that smiling is perfect because you're going to notice you just feel so good. I want you to only say things that make you feel safe. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you. Because what I want to do is talk to you about a simple thing, and it's happiness. I want to talk to you about something that makes you happy. And what I want to do is ask you, what is it about relationships that makes you happy?
I think the routine.
Okay. So that routine
is pattern.
Stability.
Yeah.
Expectations being met, things like that.
Yeah.
Are those patterns always good by your standards?
No.
But just having a pattern is good enough for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you imagine what it would be like if those patterns were better by your standards?
Yeah.
Okay, what I want you to do is just go ahead and imagine yourself in the future. Maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's next year, and any time in between. But what I want you to do is imagine a future time when you can imagine finding a relationship where all the patterns are good by your standards, where you feel emotionally rewarded. And what I want you to do is just go ahead and let me know when you can imagine yourself in that place.
Okay,
what I want to do is ask you a very simple question. As you just begin to become aware of all the subtleties in this place, all the nuances, the sights, sounds, smells, and feels become more and more aware to you. Do you feel like you deserve this?
Eh.
Okay. Eh?
Eh.
All right. Do you feel happy about it?
Yeah.
Do you feel satisfied by it?
Yeah.
Can you see a specific person?
Kind of.
Do you see yourself or is it from your eyes? Is it first person or third person?
Third.
Third person. You see yourself?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else there besides the person you're in a relationship with?
No.
No. So it's just the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do is just explain a couple of the sensations and feelings you're experiencing now.
Really, really happy and very, like, energetic.
Okay. What I want you to do is just take a moment and focus on the connection between the two of you, you and that other person. And maybe it's a person you already know, maybe it's an imaginary person, whatever it is. But what I want you to do is focus on the connection the two of you feel.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to just think about that connection growing stronger and stronger. And building. And I want you to imagine time passing forward and that bond growing. And why don't you just hold on to that for just a minute? Because what I'd like you to do is now just travel back to this moment, back in this room, in this chair, listening to the sound of my voice. And I want you to compare all those sensations you have in that relationship in the future to whatever relationship you're in now. Maybe it's a romantic relationship, maybe it's professional relationships. But what I want you to do is think about the difference. Now, what I want you to do is just, I'm going to ask you a couple very simple questions about relationships you're in. And I'm going to start with coworkers and professional relationships. Do you feel the same level of bond with, say, Tim and Brian that you do with that person in the future?
Yeah, in a non-sexual way.
How is it the similar?
The height of energy and the height of humor is similar.
So on some level, you're satisfied by this professional relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about other people like, say, Jerry or Randy?
It's similar.
It's similar? Is it the same?
It's a little different.
Is it the same amount?
It's pretty close.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is just tell me, if you are in a relationship, is the relationship you're currently in equal to the one that you just imagined?
No.
How is that different?
A lot less energy and a little sort of heavier feeling.
Okay. So in terms of energy, does that energy have a color? Does it have a shape? Does it have a feeling inside you? How would you describe that feeling?
It's kind of dark gray.
Okay. The energy of the current relationship or the future one?
Current.
The current relationship is dark gray. When you thought about that future relationship, what color was that energy?
Like, I don't know why, but like light blue.
Light blue. Okay, and again, there's no right or wrong answer, and that's just something that's interesting. Now, the relationships with, say, you know, Conway and Whitman, what color would that relationship be?
It's kind of orangey.
Orangey. Okay, and what about, say, with Jerry and Randy?
It's kind of like hazel.
Okay.
Brown, green.
Browner. Okay. Okay, what I want you to do is just take a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, double your relaxation. Just go ahead, and I'm just going to count down from three down to one. Number two, doubling that relaxation, becoming more and more calm. Each deep breath you take, you become further and further relaxed. Because what I want you to do is just think about that feeling of happiness and satisfaction. Because what you're talking about is true satisfaction. I want you to compare that to settling. Because when you think about vices, you think about the word of vice, like vice president, substitute for. I want you to think about the things you're substituting for in comparison to what you really want, and if that's worth it to you. Because everything's about your standards. Because what we're going to do is in a little bit, not yet, but in a little while, we'll count up from one to five. When I get to five, you're going to open your eyes, feeling refreshed, feeling relaxed, feeling wonderful, sort of feeling like you just woke up from a nap in the sun. And before we do that, I want you to connect with the truth about what you really want and no longer settling for that second place of the vice in whatever way makes sense for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and I want you to just go ahead and put any time constraints on that you want to and delay it in any way you want. But what you're going to find is the more you feel that good and the more you think about that good, the more you want it to happen now. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's right. And what I want you to do is just go ahead and think about having a little bit of fun. Just think about having that connection with what you enjoy in your life. Because in just a little bit, like I said, we're going to count from one to five. When we get to five, you're going to open your eyes. And what you're going to notice at any time you want to return to this deep state of hypnosis, all we have to do is have me snap my fingers and say the word sleep. And you can return as deep as you want to go deeper because it feels good. So just to recap, I'm going to count out from one to five. And when I get to five, you're going to feel like you just woke up from a nap in the sun, just feeling amazing. Every nerve, muscle, and fiber in your body feeling absolutely refreshed, rejuvenated, and revitalized. And any time you want to return to this deep state of hypnosis or even deeper, all we need to do is have me snap my fingers and say the word sleep. And you can return as deep as you want to go all the way down. Isn't that right?
Right.
So with that in mind, let's just count up from one to five. Starting with number one, as you feel your body start to stir a little bit. Number two, returning your awareness to this room is number three. Every breath you take, every nerve, muscle, and fiber in your body stronger. Feeling like you're just waking up from a nap in the sun. As number four, surprise how good you feel is number five. Take a nice deep breath in and eyes open, wide awake. Wide awake. How was that?
She looks like she's going to throw up.
Was it what you expected?
Uh-huh, she looks.
No.
Did you remember anything you just said?
I think so. Yeah.
You do?
You're happy, right? Some music for you? Yeah, you're very happy.
We're going to go wassailing now?
You're very happy,
yeah,
right?
I feel very strange.
Merry Christmas.
I feel like I was about to like fall through the table. Yeah.
Do you remember what you said about Brian?
No.
You do not?
Oh, boy.
No.
Do you remember what you said about me?
No.
Jerry?
What did I say about you?
Remember what you said about Jerry or Randy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you say about them?
I think I said that they were like brown.
They're brown, right. But,
okay, yeah. Just bring that up because there are people who do the whole metaphysical woo-woo angels energy stuff. Very much, I'm very analytical, very into the science. And that's just, you know, an indication from her and things like that. And those colors is how she sort of personally color codes relationships.
Right. How do you feel?
I feel like, I don't know why this word is coming to mind, and I'm not high, but I feel like... Like...
Like what, Gina? You feel like what?
Kind of like... You're like buttery.
You were closer. You saw that here. Fluttering in her eyes.
I saw the fluttering in her eyes.
Yeah, no, she was definitely out.
Yeah, right.
All right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back with more with Scott here. That is great. Scott Sandlin is with us, and we'll take your calls as well.
Yes, if you have a question,
About hypnosis
for the buttery Gina.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM, and Scott Sandlin is with us, and he put Gina under, and you were really under. I mean, I can tell, because you wouldn't have the control that you had while you were under if you weren't really under.
Okay.
Because there's some things that you were asked that you had no natural, like, Gina grad reaction to.
All I know is I couldn't move my arms. That's all I know.
Right.
Now, when Gina was under and you were asking her questions, you asked her questions about, you asked her to imagine, I assume you were asking her to kind of imagine almost a perfect relationship.
Sure.
She was giving, attributing colors to people or to, for example, for Tim and I.
Light blue,
right.
Or orange, wasn't it?
The relationship was light blue.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah.
For Tim and for myself, she said orange.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of those colors? I mean, what does that mean, or does it mean nothing?
It doesn't really mean anything. You sort of calibrate. You start seeing, you know, the better things are going to be lighter colors, the worse things are going to be darker colors. But there isn't any sort of energetic anything. The more interesting stuff to me was I'm asking those so that she, you know, really connects with that viscerally and really gets into that emotion.
Is brown an insult?
It's probably not a compliment.
Uh-oh. No, I think it's fine.
All right, okay.
No, that's fine with me. The more interesting thing was when you picked you had the imaginary perfect relationship. I said, do you deserve it? Which is an important question when you ask somebody about a goal, and she said, meh. You know, that says a lot of... That says a lot all about, right, you know, your motivations there.
All right, Scott, you're the best. Let's give out a phone number or a website or what do you like to do here?
We've got, for addictions, we've got a full program going on to help people with across modality, hypnosis, NLP, doctors, all that is theaddictionproject.com. And if you go onto that and there's a spot to sign up for a seminar that gives you all the science of it. We got doctors flying in, all sorts of stuff. If you type in Scott, it's a whole seminar. It's $185. You get it for $10 if you type in my name.
Oh, wow. Oh good. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's theaddictionproject.com.
Yeah. And then there's my private website, which is www.gohypnotherapy.com.
All right. They can get to that by through the Addiction Project.
Yeah, they can get to that through theaddictionproject.com.
All right. Theaddictionproject.com. And when is the seminar? When is the big deal you guys are doing?
January 12th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, okay. We got a little bit of time after the holidays.
All right, theaddictionproject.com.
And to type in your name, Scott, to get that to get it for $10?
Yeah, there's a little field that, you know, to sign up, and there's just a discount code, and you type in S-C-O-T-T.
All right.
And it's going to be
$10.
$10.
As opposed to 180?
Yeah, 195, something like that. So
what a discount.
Yeah, I'd say.
All right. All right, buddy, thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Look at Jerry putting his fist in his mouth. What's going on with you, dude?
The world is...
All right. Thanks for coming by, buddy.
My pleasure.
It is Conway Whitman. When we come back, the traffic
guy
is going to be here.
Reed Berry, the traffic guy. If you have a question about traffic school, if you have a question about a ticket, if you have
new laws,
question about traffic laws and traffic safety,
he's the best, man.
Reed Berry is the traffic guy. He's my personal traffic school instructor. I've been like 3 times to his class.
Oh, is that right? That's interesting. All right. So Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. We'll be right back.